Thank God for that. You sense His presence in this house. I pray that you're sensing it where you're at, watching at home as well. I want to pray one more time with you. I just feel that right now. Father, while our hearts are open, have your way in our lives. Change us, mold us, make us into what you would want us to be. I ask that in Jesus' name. Come on, everybody say a big amen. Hey, as I said earlier, you're watching this. Would you share? Would you also comment where you're watching from? Somebody told me in the last service this morning at the 10 a.m. service that somebody was watching from Germany. So we're just so honored and so appreciative for that. And if you've never signed up for our regular texting so that you know what's going on here all the time, text to the number 585-487-8100 and text the word connect. And that way you'll get updates on a regular basis, because the way everything is moving, we're making changes and talking to our leadership just on a regular basis all the time. And I just want to say something about the pastors and the leaders here have just been phenomenal. The staff has been phenomenal. The leaders have been phenomenal. This group of people, small little group here that's making all this happen today, has just been phenomenal. I thank God for them, and I thank God for you watching. I also want to tell you, and I'll tell you at the end of the message this morning, too, and we're only going to be a few minutes, that if you want to give, you can go to thecitychurch.com, the website. There's a place there, the page. You just click the give link. And then if you have the PushPay app, you can give that way. You can text to give. Text to the number 77977. Text the word The City Church NY. And it'll take you to a link. It'll take you right to our giving page. And then if you're like the man that called me from Albuquerque, New Mexico this week, he said, I want to send you something. And I said, you can do that. Send it to The City Church, 210 East Main Street, Batavia, New York, 14020. We're so grateful for all that you do. This morning I've asked Pastor Ryan and Pastor Aaron to share just a moment with you, too. They've been so great in this season that we're in. And I believe what they have to share with you this morning will really touch and encourage your heart. Pastor Aaron.
Hi, everyone. I'm so thankful that we're able to connect this way, even though we can't connect physically. We give you a virtual hug and an air high five, and we're so thankful that we are able to do this. I'm going to share out of 1 Peter today, verses 5 through 7. I've been sitting here in my own devotions, and I really feel like this is a word from God today. And so we're going to start at verse 5. It says, "And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive the salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead. Even though you must endure many trials for a little while, these trials will show that your faith is genuine and is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold, though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Christ Jesus is revealed to the whole world." Through your faith is made genuine when your faith remains strong. You see, I really believe in this time that God wants us to utilize our faith over the fear that may come in. Trials have a way of building that faith inside of us, or they also have a way of defeating us as well. And we have to remain strong in our faith and choose faith over that fear. Why? We're going to choose faith because faith activates God, but fear activates the enemy. We don't want to activate the enemy in our life. We want to activate our faith in our life, and we have to remain steadfast in that. The way we respond to life's hardships truly shows God's character in our lives. So what are we doing with our faith? Are we remaining strong in it? Or is it genuine? Is it pure? Charles Spurgeon put it this way: to trust God in the light is nothing, but to trust him in the dark, that is faith. Are you trusting him today? Are you having faith? I also read that Ronald Reagan once said, "We are never defeated unless we give up on God." We are never defeated unless we give up on God. Listen, God is never going to give up on you. The Bible says that he remains faithful even when we're faithless. So we're going to choose faith, though, because God's never going to give up on us. Never, ever, ever. And so we're going to remain strong in our faith, and we're going to prove that it's genuine because we're relying on who he is in our lives. Amen? Amen. Pastor Ryan.
Hey, good morning, Facebook, City Church, and St. Anthony's family. Ryan here, my wife Samantha. We've been talking this week. We've had some extra time like you. We've been talking about, family and the love that we have one for another. We've been communicating with a lot of you through text and Facebook messaging, and many people have said, what do we do during this time? What do we do? No one has all the answers, and we begin to contemplate as we have been in God's Word and really been spending time in prayer, in God's Word, and with each other. And there's three things that I read this week, one being in Deuteronomy in chapter 11, another place, Ecclesiastes 3, and then lastly, Leviticus 26, all Old Testament scriptures. But all three of those places, it says something very similar. It says that we're to honor the Lord's sanctuary. It said that we're to honor the Sabbath. And then the last thing that it says that I love so much, it says that he'll send rain in its season. And I'm going to tell you something. I think if we had to say, what do we do during this season? We honor the Lord thy God with all of our hearts, with all of our souls, with all of our minds, with all of our strength. We spend time first loving the Lord. The second thing that it says in the New Testament that we're to do is to love our neighbors as ourselves. That's not always easy in times like this. It's easy to say, but it's not easy to do. I can't encourage you enough to do that. These three scriptures in the Old Testament, it ends by saying this, that he'll send rain in its season. And something that I've been saying over and over, every time something negative comes to me, every time my heart becomes troubled, every time I become weighted and at any time, my wife is, she's so uplifting during this time. But I have moments of extreme discouragement. And I remember these words that he'll send rain. And I speak these words to my own spirit. I speak the words of God to my own spirit that the rain is coming. Wherever you are right now, whatever your situation in your physical body, in your family, I know many have lost jobs right now. As you walk through this, know that God is sending his rain in its season. It might not be tomorrow. It might not be in a week. It might not be in the next few hours, but he will and he does send rain in its season. Look out the front door of your home this morning. The weather has changed. The season has changed, not only in the natural, but we believe it in the spiritual. This morning, believe that the rain is coming. We love you. We'll see you soon. God bless you.
Awesome. Pastor Ryan, Pastor Aaron, thank you so much. Just so grateful for all the people that are helping and supporting at this time. And we love each and every one of you. We thank God for you. Somebody asked me yesterday, they said, what can we do? What is there to do? And, you know, even with the services right now with the door shut, I don't know how that's going to look in a week or in 2 weeks, but I'm believing God. And we're calling those things that are not as though they were, that this is going to be over sooner than later. But in the midst of all this, our food pantry continues to be open. There's people that are going to be in and out of the office helping on a regular basis as well. So the food pantry is located right across the parking lot, 15 Center Street. It's open Thursdays from 11 to 1, and then Saturdays from 10 to noon. And if you're short in between those times, call the church. We'd be happy to help. Let other people know that we're here and that we're, you don't have to be a part of City Church or St. Anthony's. This is a part for our community because we love the people that God has sent to us. I want to pray, and then I just want to share just a couple moments. I don't have a long message today. I don't think any of us need a long message. We need to have some words of truth and encouragement that will help and lift every one of us up. So, Lord, I just want to say thank you today for your grace, your love, and just sowing hope in our lives. God, let the peace of God that passes understanding guard our hearts and our minds. I pray today in Jesus' name. Come on, everybody said amen. Just want to share these thoughts with you. Just a couple things for you to ponder. Don't take the healthy practices that we're being told now to do. Don't take them for granted. Don't laugh at them. Don't shrug them off. Do them. This is a new normal we're entering in as a society. Pray for the opportunity for yourself to share the good news of Jesus with others around you. Maybe you've never done that. This is a moment where people really want to know. They want to understand the truth. Learn to fast and pray. We have a page on our website that talks about types of fast. Jesus, when his disciples said, "Why couldn't we do this miracle?" He said to them, "Some of these things only will happen through prayer and through fasting." Pray for the leaders in our nation. This is not the time for people to get into political arguments. Can I hear an amen on that? It's a moment, as Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy 2, pray for those who are in authority. Pray for your leaders. Believe God with them. Because then it says at the end of verse 3, this is the way the Savior wants us to live. Not squabbling, but believing God. Care for those who are vulnerable. The Bible speaks so clear that the church is called to do good to all men, not just to a few, to all. But this is a moment where we need to pray for those who are very vulnerable. Look out for ways to love your neighbor and care for one another. Learn preventative health, just not divine healing. Remember that. That's so good. And then this is what I want to just zero in on just a moment is to fear not. It's a moment in our lives. We have to exchange fear for faith. I think Pastor Aaron said it a few minutes ago. Fear is from the enemy. Faith is from God. The enemy wants to disseminate fear on everyone. He doesn't care what your background is, where you've lived, what color you are, what your ethnicity is. He wants to pour fear out on you. But Jesus has come to give us hope, to give us life, and to give it to us in a more and abundant way. And you and I are called to give hope, not just to receive it, but to also give it and to live it as well. Paul was going through one of the most difficult times in his life, and he says this in 2 Corinthians 1:10. He said, hey, he's delivered us from such deadly prayer. He's done that. He'll do it again. And he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us. What's he saying? Hey, we've gone through tough things before. We've gone through Y2K, SARS, swine flu, Ebola. I can't even remember. We've been through that. The market, the recession in 2008. I know things look bleak. And I'm not minimizing for some of you what you're feeling right now either. You may have lost your job. Maybe your business, you don't know where to turn. Can I tell you today, turn to God. Let him help you. Listen to what Paul says in Romans chapter 8, 28. He says, and we know that in all things, not for all things. I want to tell somebody today, God did not create this. He is not the author of this. But the Bible says that in all things, God works for the good to those that love him. He can take this. And I look back over my life, some of the most difficult times of my life, when we found out that Patty, my wife, had breast cancer. We didn't say, God, thank you for the breast cancer so her and I can learn to love each other more. We prayed and we believed God for strength and for healing. And then in it, we trusted him. And God worked great things in and through that. And he's still doing that. And then he goes on to say, he said, who shall separate us from the love of God in Christ? Shall trouble, hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, sword? No, he said, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And then he ends it up, and he said, I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, things to come, height, nor depth, nor any other created thing can separate us from the love that God has for us through his Son, Jesus Christ. I'm going to talk to you about that in a few minutes, that we need to also support one another. We need to be there for people. I was walking the other day, and God just dropped these, reminded me about these verses in Acts chapter 2 and in Acts chapter 4, where the New Testament church, the Bible says that the believers were together and they had everything in common. That doesn't mean that they were competing with one another to see who could get the most. That means that they loved one another so much, they supported one another so much, that if they had an abundance of something, they gave it to the ones who are around them, even the people that we don't know. I saw on social media this week that somebody went to one of the local restaurants. They bought $28 worth of takeout food, and they left a $200 tip. Now, I've seen that in the newspaper in other cities. I've never seen that in the Batavia, New York area. Thank God for that. That person was learning to support one another. And then at the end of that scripture, it says that the Lord added to their number daily those that were being saved. That looks so different to us now from the way it used to look. But I'm believing that through this season, through this time, that many are going to come to know Christ. Our Thursday night service, as of last evening, had 3,400 views on it. That is just remarkable to me. I don't know how all that works. Mo and Zach and Ben and all the crew, I don't know how all that works. But I gave everybody, all those 3,400, and I think it's over that now, an opportunity to make Jesus Christ the Lord of their lives. I'm going to do that today with you at all. We also need to learn to stay close, that even when we are being taught to have social distancing, we can't do that. We can have physical distancing, but we can't practice social distancing. We need one another. We need to stay close. You need to pick up your phone, call people, call others, text, message them, FaceTime. I don't know all the things that are out there. I'm still catching up. But I was on the radio the other day filling in for my friend Neil Boron at WDCX in the afternoon show. We were taking calls, and this man called up. My heart broke. I wept. He told us right over the radio. He said, I suffer with bipolar. And he says, I have such a fear of being alone, my brothers and my sisters. We have to care for everyone. Just don't care the people that you know and like. Care for those that you don't know and that you don't understand. Maybe some that you know of that are struggling with a mental illness of some kind. Maybe you can help them by just contacting them. Let them know that you're there. You're helping them. You want to bring hope to them. And that's why it's so important for you to connect with the text messaging so you can hear of all the different groups. All of our small groups are all going to Zoom meetings. I don't even know how all that works. But if you'll connect, you'll send the word connect to 585-487-8100. Then you'll know how to. And if you need help with that, somebody will be able to help you. But that's how it's going to be for just a little bit. I'll tell you one thing's for sure that I've learned this week in particular. And I've taken people for granted. I've taken the house of God for granted. Yep, that's the pastor. But I will never do that again because I want you to know I miss you. I'm a touchy, hugging, I want to see your face kind of guy. And man, do I miss each and every one of you. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 24, let us consider how we can spur one another onto love and to good deeds. My goodness, we need to think outside of the norm and believe God for some supernatural ways that we can stay connected and that we can stay close together. Because we have to stay close. We have to call people. We have to love on people. We have to let people know, hey, we're there. We're for you. We're gonna stand with you. We're going to believe God with you for this in this season. And this season will pass. I love how Ecclesiastes says that. There's a time to laugh. There's a time to mourn. There's even a time for dancing. I think I'm going to learn to dance during this season. I don't know. But God wants us to stay close. And then as I'm closing here, I want to go right back to where I started, not the fear. Fear is the enemy of faith. Now, I'm not criticizing you if you're fearful. I'm not doing that. But I'm telling you, if you'll pray and you'll read God's word and you'll stay connected with people, we're going to get beyond this. We're going to get through this. Because fear will only breed more fear. And we cannot allow the enemy to attack our soul. I love this, what Mark Twain said. He said, I've been through some terrible times in my life, a few, which actually happened. Don't let your mind go off in space and go into the wonder. Well, I wonder if this happens. What am I going to do if that happens? We're not there, and we're going to stay together. So none of us are going to be in lack. Fear will cloud your judgment as well. I read this on Thursday night out of 1 Samuel chapter 30. The Bible says that when David and his men were out in the battle and they came back, they found their town, their city burned to the ground, their family gone, everything was gone. The people that he was with were angry and wanted to stone him. The Bible doesn't say he prayed first. The Bible says he encouraged himself in the Lord first. You got to do that. You have to encourage yourself in the Lord. You got to speak life, speak faith. Because if you don't, it'll cloud your judgment. And fear also wants to redirect your energy. It wants to cause you and I to isolate, to stay buried, draw the curtain, the shades down. Can I tell you, you've heard this verse a lot lately. 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given you and I a spirit of fear. That's not from the Lord. COVID-19 is not from God. But he is here to bring hope and healing and strength to you. I talked to a man yesterday that's been dealing with some challenges in his own home and his own relationship. He said, I'm going crazy. I want to go to work. And I said, use this time. Serve your wife. Wash the dishes. Clean the house for her. Make her food and bring it to her. Wow. That's how you go the distance. Turn this around. David said in Psalm 34:4, I prayed to the Lord. He answered me. And he delivered me from all of my fears. Praise God. We're going to do one more worship song. Then I'm going to come back. And I'm going to tell you the greatest news that you have ever heard in your life.
The weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. When the darkness falls, I know it won't prevail. The God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. The weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. When the darkness falls, I know it won't prevail. The God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory.
The battle belongs to you, Lord.
I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. The battle belongs to you, Lord. There's power in the mighty name of Jesus.
I love these words.
Every war he wages, he will win. We're not backing down from any giants. We know how this story ends. We know how this story ends.
Come on, sing it with us.
We're gonna see a victory. We're gonna see a victory. The battle belongs to you, Lord. We're gonna see a victory. We're gonna see a victory. The battle belongs to you, Lord. We're gonna see a victory. We're gonna see a victory. The battle belongs to you, Lord. We're gonna see a victory. We're gonna see a victory. The battle belongs to you, Lord. The weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. The darkness falls, I know it won't prevail.
Hallelujah.
The God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. Oh, my God will never fail.
He'll never fail. Things in this world will fall apart. They'll fail. God will never fail. And He wants to be a part of your life. He wants to lift that fear out of your life and bring peace to you. The only way you'll really ever understand and know what the real peace of God is to have Him living in your life, to invite Him in your heart. You know, I said this three times this morning. Some people say, well, if I ever went to church, the walls would fall in, the roof would cave in. And I always tell them, it's never happened with me. It won't happen with you. For some of you, you've kind of detached yourself from that. But I believe this is a time for all of us to reorder our priorities and do the things that are pleasing to God and make the house of God and the family of God more of a priority. You don't have to just come to the physical house, because right now we can't. But you can reach out. You can reconnect with some that you've been disconnected from. But what I want to talk to you, just as I'm closing, is for you to connect your life with Jesus, to ask Him to come into your heart. When Jesus hung on the cross, there was, the Bible says, two thieves, one on each side. One said, if you were as good as you say, if you were who you said you were, you could get us out of this mess. The other one said, who was in a mess too, he said, Lord, just help me. Remember me when you enter into your kingdom. And Jesus looked over at him. He said, this day you will be with me in paradise. Wow. Every time I say that and I think of that, I think of the grace and the love of God is beyond anything we could ever figure out. Maybe your life is just in a wreck. Maybe you, out of your own decisions, you're someplace where you never thought you'd be. He's here to help you out of that today. I want to ask you to give your life to Jesus today. This isn't being becoming a part of a church, a religion. This is giving your life to the one that gave His life to you. When you do that, He wipes away all of the junk in your life. Just pray this with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I ask you today to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. I ask you to be the Lord and Savior of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Come on, say a big amen. So I wrote these scriptures down last night because I said a day is coming. And when I said that, I thought, wait a minute. We don't wait until the day is coming. We declare things right now as though they were. I said this earlier, Ecclesiastes 3:4. Time to weep, time to laugh, time to mourn, a time to dance. Some of you need to get up and just dance right now and try to get my wife to dance. She won't. Psalm 30:11. You've turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. Psalm 149:3. Let them praise His name with dancing. Let them sing praises to Him with the timbrel and the lyre. Get up, begin to thank God for what He is going to do. Psalm 154, praise Him with the timbrel and dancing. Praise Him with the stringed instruments and the pipe. Come on, let's worship Him. Let's praise Him. Let's not let this define us. Let's connect with God. Don't forget, text 585-487-8100 and just the word connect. And we'll we'll stay in connection with you. And then for those of you who want to give, you can go to thecitychurch.com, thecitychurch.com. Click on the give page. You can use the PushPay app. You can send it in the mail, City Church, 210 East Main, Batavia, New York, 14020. And then you can even text the give to 77977 and just text the word The City Church NY. I love you. Honey, don't we love
you? Love them.
We love you. We care for you. Come on, a big hug. Give me a hug. I love you. Go in His grace. He loves you. Peace be upon your life.